in a way, it's a broad topic.
Yeah, very broad.
So
there's lots of different kinds, right?
Right. So that's where I would start, is just by trying to, I don't know, necessarily define them with hard edges, but the places I would go are, there are very loose collaborations, affinity groups, like the Environmental Grantmakers Association. You're not necessarily collaborating on things together all the time, but you're meeting people and opening up the opportunity for collaboration across a wide range of things. That's one example. There are more focused collaborations where a group of donors or foundations get together and they're going to work on a specific thing. In Canada, I'm involved in one. It's called Target One, but really what it's about is helping First Nations with land use planning. That gets them what they want in Canada, the First Nations, and also protects large areas of their territory for future generations. That's a much more focused collaboration. There's also ones that are more informal. You and I are involved in one now on protecting old growth forests, and it doesn't have a leader. It doesn't have a structure, but we all get together once a month on the phone and talk about what's needed. And
you sort of lead that too.
Well,
I know, but not like it's not a name.
I coordinate maybe.
Yeah. And then other, actually, you know, cause we're such good friends, all of us, it sort of naturally is, it's not that it's leaderless, because it's sort of like, Lisa organizes the meetings and the agenda, and you do the certain other background things. And then I am really into like the people collaboration, like how do we make sure we're funding that? And then there's other people that are really into the science side of things. Other
right,
people
exactly.
really interested in bringing in tribal voices, making sure that we aren't forgetting any of those pieces that are so important. So there's like everyone has their role, but we all know the role because we've worked together for so many years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God. So let's just talk about that for a second. Cause the thing that is so.
And then I'll go back to like big picture.
Yeah. The thing that's so cool about that is that, well, two things. One, as a smaller foundation.
You're working with.
Yeah. I work I work for a.
But define what you mean when you say small though, because a lot of people have different definitions.
Here's
of that.
How I will define that. It depends on who you're standing next to.
Right.
If I'm standing next to something like Hewlett or Moore or something like that, that are big foundations, Gates, that kind of thing, we are tiny. There are foundations that are smaller than ours though.
Like a lot of the folks I work with, I work with folks that are larger too. But also some of the folks that are much smaller than
you. So anyway, the foundation I work for is modest sized, and you can only get so much done by yourself.
Although, even if you're a large foundation, you can only get so much done by yourself.
That's true.
You're funding at a larger expanse.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like it's important no matter how big you are.
That's, I totally agree. Although, if you are a foundation that can put $100 million into something, you can start an entire project.
You can, but I'd push back on that because I'm in the middle of something where I am working with much larger donors on wildfire resilience, for example. And we may have a lot more funding, but it still really matters how you're collaborating, how you're defining goals. And when you're working on an issue like wildfire resilience, I mean, the solutions are in the billions and billions of dollars.
That's the thing. Bigger foundations take on bigger problems.
Right. And so now that I'm in that space, I'm like, no, I need to, I'm glad I'm collaborating. I can't do it alone, even though I have potentially, I mean, we don't know, maybe the donor won't decide to take the next step, but potentially we have a substantial amount of resources to support communities in this conversation. So yeah, so actually, you know, I mean, I've worked mainly in the past with smaller foundations. Now I'm working with larger ones, and the problem sets are really interestingly similar. So anyway, I wanted to push back a little bit.
No, that's good. Okay. I actually agree. I want to jump back out one second, if I can, to the idea of affinity groups and funder collaboratives that aren't quite as focused. Another kind of collaborative I'm involved in is the Arctic Funders Collaborative. By and large, our members don't work directly together on a bunch of issues in a very campaign-y way. Like you and I went right there in this conversation.
Well, we're like,
But this collaborative is one about Well, it's networking, but it's more. It's about learning about an area that a lot of people don't know about. The Arctic and the First Nations that are up there, it's very low population amounts in small villages. It's extreme conditions. It's a history of colonialism. There's a lot of stuff to work through.
Right. You need to be careful.
Right. If you want to do anything in that place, in that geography, there's a lot of learning that has to happen. And so our Arctic Funders Collaborative facilitates that learning.